Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perik Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, a little bit of a hagdama to our Mishnah. The entire afternoon was referred to as Mincha, but it was divided into two parts, Mincha Gedayla and Mincha Ketana. Mincha Gedayla is from 1/2 hour after Chatzais, that's the earliest time that they could have been makriv of the Tumid Shlubein Huabayim, up until night. Mincha Ketana is the second half of Mincha Gedayla. So Mincha Ketana would be 3.5 hours after Chatzais. That was the usual time they were makriv of the Tumid Shlubein Huabayim. Even though they were able to be makriv at 1/2 hour after Chatzais, they were allowed to. But as we explained earlier, you couldn't be makriv most karbanis once you were makriv the Tumid Shlubein Huabayim. So they didn't do it the earliest possible time. They did it 3.5 hours after Chatzais. And from that point on, it's called Mincha Ketan. When our Mishnah is going to say Mincha, the understanding is we're referring to Mincha Ketan. So Mincha Ketan is from 3.5 hours after Chatzais until night. Zakta Mishnah, Arve Psachim Samach LeMincha, an Erev Pesach close to the time of Mincha, a little bit beforehand, 1/2 hour before Mincha. That would be at the beginning of the 10th hour, 3 hours after Chatzais. Let's say the day starts at 6 o'clock. Let's make a cheshbon. 6 to 7 is the first hour, 7 to 8 is the second hour, 8 to 9 is the third hour, 9 to 10 is the fourth hour, 10 to 11 is the fifth hour, 11 to 12 is the sixth hour. So at 12 o'clock it's Chatzais, because that's the first 6 hours of the day, assuming the day is 12 hours. Now, from 12 to 1 is the seventh hour, from 1 to 2 is the eighth hour, from 2 to 3, that's the third hour after Chatzais. When could they start being makriv, the carbon tamid, halfway into the 10th hour? That would be 3:30, the way we count time. If we have to stop 1/2 hour before, that would be the beginning of the 10th hour at 3 o'clock. So Zakta Mishnah, again, Arve Psachim Samach LeMincha, an Erev Pesach close to the time of Mincha, Lo Yoichel Adam, a person should not eat, Ad Shetechshech, until it becomes dark. What's wrong with eating now? It's not that there's anything wrong with eating, but we want to make sure that he has an appetite to eat the matzah. Why should he have an appetite to eat the matzah? Because by eating the matzah l'tayavn with a geshmak, that's the hiddur mitzvah. The beauty of a mitzvah is that you approach the mitzvah with enthusiasm, with a geshmakite. Now, what is it that he shouldn't eat from 3 o'clock and on? Bread? He can't eat bread anyway. Chametz is also from Chatzai Sinan. Matzah? Oh no, you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The Yerushalmi says, one who eats matzah Erev Pesach is like someone who didn't have a chuppah yet. So what is it that we can't eat? So it must mean all other foods like vegetables. It doesn't mean you have to mamish fast, but you shouldn't overeat. You should have a taiva to eat the matzah. Don't fill yourself up. Some say it refers to matzah ashira. What does matzah ashira mean? Matzah ashira is made out of flour and eggs and fruit juices. But didn't you just tell me the Yerushalmi says you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach? No, you can't eat things you would be yoitza the mitzvah of matzah with. But because you wouldn't be yoitza with matzah ashira, technically there wouldn't be an iser on Erev Pesach. So whatever the case may be, you're not supposed to fill yourself up. You should have a cheshek and an appetite when you're going to be zoicha to be mekayim the mitzvah to say of eating matzah the night of Pesach. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, v'afilo ani shebi Yisrael. Even the poorest man of Klal Yisrael, Lo Yechel, should not eat ad sheyasef, until he leans, he like reclines, the mitzvah of Haseba. The Bat Tanura says, b'mita v'al ha-shulchan k'derech b'nei chayrin. They used to eat with little beds around the table and lean to the side. That was like a tsar, a prince, used to eat that way. The night of the Seder, even the Ani Shebi Yisrael should eat that way. If we are fulfilling the mitzvah of becoming free, we have to act like people that are free. The Rama explains, even if this person is so poor, he really doesn't have any pillow to lean over comfortably. So for him, like leaning over, maybe that doesn't make him so free. But the halacha is, even he has to lean, he has to recline, even on a hard bench. According to Taisvis, when it says in our Mishnah, "Vafilo onisha b'Yisrael leyochel ad sheyasev," this is connected to what we learned earlier. We learned earlier on Erev Pesach, you shouldn't eat too much. You should be able to be hungry for the matzah. So the Mishnah is telling us that even if he's so poor and he's so hungry, he doesn't have too much food during the day. He has to wait until dark. Nordra Bekiva Ege says, there's a Gemara, maybe you remember this from Masechtas Brachas. The Gemara says that a poor person, he eats before it becomes dark, because if it's dark already, he needs oil for his lamp. He doesn't always have money for oil for a lamp. So our Mishnah says, not on Pesach. On Pesach, everyone has to wait until it becomes dark. So according to this pshat, we read the Mishnah of Afilo Ani Shevi Yisrael LaYachal Ad SheYasev. He shouldn't eat until it comes the time for a Seba, until it's the night of the Seder. When it comes the time of the Seba, he should recline, lean over, think that he is free. He has Torah, he has mitzvahs, ein lecha ben chorin ele misha oisik b'torah. That's what truly makes a person free and happy. And he has to try his best to feel free by the Seder. Tita matzah l'tayavin. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, v'lo yivchasu loy me'arba kaisa shel yayin. They cannot give him less than 4 cups of wine. Who is the Mishnah talking to? The Mishnah is talking to the Gabbai Tzedakah, who's in charge of providing food and drink for the Aniyim. Every person in Klal Yisrael, the poorest of the poor, has to be provided with the Arba Kaisis. Vafilu min ha-tamchui. Even if he's so poor that he eats from the Tamchui. What is the Tamchui? Tamchui was a large box or a bowl, and there were like divisions inside for different types of food. And that's where people put in food for those that needed food. So every single day, food was collected, and it was given out in the evening to mamish those that don't have food. Only to the poorest of the poor. As a matter of fact, if someone had shtei sudais, if you had enough for 2 meals, you were not allowed to take from this tamchui. So the tamchui means, hey, mamish has nothing, doesn't even have 2 sudais. Even he has to be provided with the dalet kaisis for the Seder. And why do we have dalet kaisis? So the Batanura reminds us, Keneged the Arba L'Shayna Shel Geula, Yetzesi V'Hitzalti V'Gaalti, and V'Lakachti.